A lot of us have a lot more time on our hands these days, and we're spending a lot of that time outdoors.
This is Lisa Berry, and something exciting is happening to lift our eyes a little higher in the sky from the birds we've been watching a lot more lately. A rare comet now visible in the sky.
So joining us to tell us more about that is Selene amateur astronomer Dr. Brian Autumn. How are you doing, Dr. Autumn?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
I've heard this described as the most spectacular comet in over the last 10 years. Would you agree?
It is the best comet for Michigan in the last 10 years. Yes. Spectacular. very good. Okay. I think it's very good and certainly is worth getting out there to try to take a look at.
And what's it called?
It's called Comet Neowise. Neowise, because Neowise is a NASA satellite telescope that we have up there orbiting Earth, and it was put up there to look up for other solar systems and other stars, and it looks in infrared, and then it ran out of its propellant, kind of ran out of its fuel, and it was dormant, and then they cranked it back up to start looking at asteroids that might whip past or hurt Earth. The NEO is near Earth object. So we're always worried about those asteroids that might hit us, and so it was repurposed to take pictures of that. And so in trying to take pictures of asteroids whizzing past us, it found this comet that was coming in towards the sun.
Never seen before?
Never seen before. No, this is a comet is a dirty snowball, okay? It's a chunk of rock and ice and dust all jammed together. And it comes from deep outer space, a lot of times way past Pluto. And it's coming in and it's going to go, it went around the sun just in the last few days, and it's heading back out. They've calculated the orbit. It does this once every several thousand years. So you better see it now if you want to see
it. All right. So this was sort of an astronomical surprise.
It was a surprise. It's never been seen before, this particular comet. We didn't have telescopes or anything 7,000 years ago and during its last visit. So, yeah, this is the first time that humankind has seen it.
How does one know how old it is?
Well, they take pictures of it, and they take another picture and another picture, and they watch it move relative to the stars behind. And after just taking a few pictures and also from other places around the world, you know, they do their trigonometry and their mathematics, and they're able to calculate the orbit and to see that it is a long ellipse, very long. And so it goes way out into space in 3,000 years and then starts its long trip back towards the sun and whips around the sun. And it's what takes 7,000 years for the whole round trip.
You lost me at trigonometry. How big is this comet?
I think it is. It's rather big. I think it's the chunk of rock and ice is, I believe, several miles in diameter, which makes it a pretty good size. They're pretty excited about it. The pictures that we're seeing online, I'm sure people are looking. Yeah, it's about 3 miles across, and so that's a good amount of rock and ice. And it's the ice that gets exciting because as it whips around the sun, it gets hot because the sun is hot. And so it starts to melt all that ice and turn it into ice vapor, and all that trails behind, and that causes the beautiful white tail.
Well, how does the comet move? I keep seeing pictures. I thought it would be like something that just moved by once and like a meteor shower and that's it.
Oh, that's a great question. Yes. It's easy to confuse meteors with comets. Meteors are just little specks of dust and sand that the Earth encounters, and they just burn up in the atmosphere. They're just there for maybe a second or two. They're burnt up and they're gone. And they're right here, right real close, just a few miles up. Well, a comet is a close to an asteroid. It's a body of ice and dust and rock that's more like a planet, and it's whipping around the sun. But planets move more in circular orbits. Comets move in these long ellipses. So they whip around, and then they go way off.
As it moves in the sky, where is it going? From where to where?
Well, the comet moves very slowly from night to night. So from one night to the next, it'll only move maybe two or three full moons to the left. So So that's not very far from one night to the next night. So comets look like they're moving fast because they have that tail.
Right.
That's what's the confusing part.
Yeah.
Yes, the tail makes it look like it is moving super fast. It is moving fast, but it's so far away, it's not moving really fast relative to our eye on the Earth.
Did you say how far away it is?
I think it is coming to within 65 million miles away in a few days. So it's kind of on the other side of the sun, you know, whipping around the sun. It's going to be at its closest point to the Earth in several days, and that will be about 65 million miles. So not that close, really.
Ironically, I'm going to ask you, how on Earth can we see something 65 million miles away?
Because it is so white, because of that ice, you know, ice is white, and it is all the white ice catches the sunlight because, as I said, it's close to the sun. It's closer than us. It went closer than Mercury. Okay, it whipped inside Mercury's orbit, so it came really close to the sun. And a lot of times, comets like this, they burn up. But this one didn't. It survived its trip around the sun, and that's what makes it so exciting. Is it survived? And now it's in its glory, you can see it in the evening sky.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet because it was in the morning sky,
right.
And I'm not too good at 4 a.m. and so I'm not really motivated, and I've had other things that keep me busy. But now it's moved in from the morning sky to the evening sky. So for the rest of us, it's going to make it easier to see now. As it heads its way away from the sun.
So can we in Washtenaw County go out in our backyards and look for it?
I definitely think people should look for it. It's not easy because you need to have a really good northwest horizon. So looking towards the northwest about 10 p.m., okay, that's, you know, the sun has gone down, it's still twilight, maybe quarter to 10 you can start. You look towards the northwest, but it'd be really low. It's below the Big Dipper and almost at the horizon. And so most of us have trees around. Oh, we love our trees around here, and the trees are wonderful this time of year, but they will keep us from seeing it. So if you can get to a place where you have a low horizon towards the northwest, you have the best chance to see it. You can start looking tonight, but it will be getting better and better and higher each night. So I would say this weekend might be the optimal time to see it.
Can you see it with bare eyes, or do you need binoculars or a telescope?
I think if you have no clouds and a clear sky with no trees, nice and low at about 10 p.m., I think you can see it with your naked eye.
Ooh.
Won't be spectacular. Won't go like, you know, comets like you see in cartoons and movies. But binoculars would help.
What will we be looking for? Just a light, or will we see the tail, or what exactly should
we? Yeah, it will be the nucleus, which is the point of it. It'll be pointing. The lower part will be the bright spot, and the tail will be fanning out above it. So there'll be a tail that fans out above it.
And I understand this will be visible through about the 23rd of July this month.
Yes. This one, it's moving away from the sun. So it's getting fainter and fainter, and so that's why it's kind of it'll be getting higher in the sky every night, closer to the Big Dipper. But as it does that through the 23rd, it'll be getting a little fainter each night. So it'll be getting in darker sky, higher up, easier to see, but at the same time it'll be getting a little fainter. So I urge folks to, you know, give it a try if it's looking like it's a very clear night.
And is this a comet we can see from any state in the United States or around the world, in fact?
Well, it's best for us in the north.
Hmm.
So we're kind of lucky. Right now, it's best for the United States. It's really good. But most of the world is able to see this one. The other spectacular ones we've had in the last 10 years have not been for us in the north. They've been in the south. So we've been shut out. So finally, we've got one that's more in the north.
And can we take a picture of it, do you think?
Absolutely. Tough with your phone to get a picture of this.
Yeah.
Because it is rather faint compared to the sky, because it'll be a bright orange sky and the comet is just a little white thing in the. But for folks who have the old-fashioned SLR, DSLR, putting on a tripod, yes, it's if you can get a DSLR that can take maybe a couple second exposure, you can get a good picture. And there are many as you can go on the web. They're everywhere.
Have you ever seen a comet before?
Well, I've seen hundreds of comets. I've taken pictures of hundreds of comets. I love comets because they're unpredictable. There's an astronomer who said comets are like cats. They both have tails, and they're both hard to predict.
But for most of us, this is a pretty rare occurrence.
To be able to see a comet with your eye or even binoculars is rare. And around Michigan, we really haven't had a good one for 10 years that's like this. And we haven't had one that you could really easily see up in the sky with naked eye for 25 years. So it's a rare event that there's a comet that's bright that we can see.
Comet Neowise. Dr. Brian Autumn is we call him an amateur astronomer, but he knows more about astronomy than most people I know. And we appreciate you sharing all your information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Yes, I urge people to get out there and give it a try.